We're going to move on to number 24, the Port Sisseton Festival recap. Allie Jo, are you with us?
There somewhere.
Yes. Hello, everybody. I am here. Okay. Good morning, everybody. Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Secretary. Thank you so very much for allowing me to speak to you guys about the Fort Sisseton Historical Festival. I am Allie Jo. I am the park manager. And I one of probably, I personally think, one of the best parks that we have. So go ahead and go to the next slide. Thanks, Chris. I apologize. My camera is not working for some reason. So as you guys maybe know, the historical festival is one of the longest standing traditions for Game Fish and Parks. It started 45 years ago with it being a brainchild of Rick Culligan, Kurt Jones, and Bob Perry. It was the idea behind the festival was to bring people to Fort Sisseton State Park. It started as a rendezvous known as the VM Star Rendezvous, which continues on today. And it was to bring people awareness of Fort Sisseton, also to help people get in and see the buildings, but maybe also help get support with the buildings, which then started the Fort Sisseton, Friends of Fort Sisseton. Go ahead and next slide. But today, after 45 years, the festival has kind of changed, which has been a good change. And so we're going to kind of talk about some of the traditions, next slide, that we still do at the festival. So today, in 2022, we still have a lot of the traditions that people still really like to see. We saw at our military demonstrations, we had the farm implements and gardening, the rendezvous, the Gatling guns, the military, you know, your melodrama, your tomahawk throw and scavenger hunt. But over the last 4 years, when I became a state park manager, we started taking surveys of everybody who attended the festival to see what their needs were. Because as we know, people, needs change throughout parks and needs change throughout events. So we really wanted to see what people were wanting to see at the festival. And granted, most of the people still wanted to see a lot of the traditions, but they really did ask for a lot of new things. The idea with this, taking the surveys, was to see also how we can retain the previous users and the previous people who had come to the festival. So that way we did not hear, you know, this, you know, it's the same old, same old. So through the last few years of doing surveys, we were able to come up with some really cool new activities for 2022. Next slide, please. So for 2022 festival, we really took into consideration the people who we were bringing into the festival. We were noticing that we had a lot of parents with younger children coming to the festival. We noticed we had a lot of grandparents bringing in grandchildren, usually because it was a tradition for the family. Some of them had made comments that they had been here for years. And so we really took that into consideration when we started creating the 2022 festival schedule. So we still brought in our folklore singers and presenters, but we also focus on younger children by bringing somebody like the Bubbler, who is a gentleman who honestly has bubbles, and that's all he does. And it was kind of fun because when we watched the Bubbler perform, he was actually performing, and yet we had adults enjoying, you know, popping bubbles. And when I say bubbles, we're talking large, large bubbles, not just the tiny ones. We also wanted to bring history alive for people at the historical festival. So what we did is my interns and I worked together on something we called the Hands-On History Tent. And our goal was for people to actually explore and learn about history. And so what we did is we did something called Fort Sisseton History and 10 Artifacts. We pulled out 10 artifacts from our collection that people could touch and actually handle. And what was just interesting is when people can actually touch history and handle something, it's amazing how much they learn and they retain. And so at the Hands-On History, we had that. We also partnered with the South Dakota Historical Society and brought in their Measuring South Dakota. We partnered with the Dakota Prairie Museum there, and they brought in their tin printing and everything. And it was really neat to see history come alive for people beyond just learning about it, but they actually got to partake in it. Another thing that we brought in that was fascinating for a lot of people is we had Master Falconry, Tanya McCarlson, who is from our area. She brought in her birds and she did live demonstrations so people could see what that is, but also how she brought in the history of falconry and how people would use it back in the day. Another fun thing that we brought into the festival this year was 1860s baseball game. And you can probably see the picture of our team on your screen. The men actually were wearing the soldier's uniform from 1860s, including the wool pants and the long sleeves and the wool hat. And it was fascinating because we brought a team in from Colorado who actually played against us. And we actually put on a tournament. And I will say our guys did very well. Only men were allowed to partake in the game due to it was historically accurate. To the 1860s, so there was no gloves. There was different rules for baseball. We had an umpire who was required to wear a fake six shooter in case anything ran out onto the field was the rules. What was neat was our guys ended up actually winning one of the games. So they want to come back next year to actually see if they could beat us again. But we also brought in stories about the Civil War and really tied into the history of the fort with Scott Allen, who brought in the Civil War medicine. And it was fascinating because Scott Allen has been a reenactor for 20 plus years. And he was able to actually talk about some of the men who actually had to seek out medicine at the Fort Sisseton and their outcomes. So what was really neat this year is we weren't just doing a rendezvous. We weren't just doing a military reenactment, but we actually brought alive the history of Fort Sisseton at Fort Sisseton Historical Festival. And one of the other ways that we did this was what we call digitalization. So Fort Sisseton found out a few months ago that we were awarded a new Smithsonian exhibit that will be there between May and June of 2023. It will be there during our historical festival. Now, the focus of the Smithsonian exhibit that we are awarded is called Crossroads, which is about how rural America has changed and how certain strategic points in rural America is a crossroad. And Fort Sisseton throughout its history, starting in 1864, and even before that, has been a crossroad. It's been a crossroad for the military. It was a crossroad for the 1920s and then the Depression. And now as a state park, it is a crossroad for people to come and enjoy the beauty of South Dakota. So because we were awarded this exhibit, one of the requirements is that we must add our own history to this exhibit. And so one of the things we did at our 2022 historical festival this year is what we did something called Digitalization Day, which means that we ask people to tell their history. And so we actually sat down, thanks to April Larson with marketing. She and a couple of other people, volunteers, actually sat down with people and recorded their history and what Fort Sisseton meant to them. What did Fort Sisseton mean to their family and the area? So it was really neat to hear. We recorded about 40 people. Some of them had really long history with Fort Sisseton. They had been coming to rendezvous for years, or maybe a reenactment, or maybe their family actually helped save Fort Sisseton in 1959 when before it became a state park. And so we did a Digitalization Day, and that was a huge success. We also were able to take in documents and pictures that people had from Fort Sisseton. Maybe it was their family enjoying a picnic or paperwork when they were part of the group that was trying to get Fort Sisseton to become a state park. So we took those in and we got digital scans of each one of those. So they can also go in not only in the 2023 Smithsonian exhibit, but it also can go into the Fort Sisseton history for future generations to learn about what it was like at Fort Sisseton. So it was a very neat with all these new activities that we brought in to the festival. People were able to enjoy not only, like I said, the actual reenactment, but actually enjoy the history of Fort Sisseton and maybe even reliving the history of Fort Sisseton through talking about it. The other thing that was very interesting this year that we did different, we have the new POS system, the new Go Outdoors. So we tried using that previously. In previous years, when we had reservations, our campers pull up, we would actually take down it in a notebook and then do a camping notebook. But this year, thanks to iPads and technology, we used between Google Docs and the Go Outdoors, we were able to speed up the process of registering people because of the new system. So it was very interesting using Google Docs and the Go Outdoors together, allowing us to get our campers a lot faster, which was a good thing in the end. And we'll talk about that reason in a couple slides. So next slide, please. Just so you know, history was made at Fort Sisseton. President Abraham Lincoln was caught using a cell phone for the first time at the fort during the historical festival. But and on top of it, not only was that kind of fun, but one of the cool things about the 2022 historical festival, you guys, is that our numbers were incredible. We had over 200 camping units at the festival. Please understand, when we talk about camping at a historical festival, we're talking 200 campers in a grass field due to not having the facilities to house all those units in electrical units. And not only that, but we had over 9,600 people join us at the historical festival, with most of them being day users. Which is incredible. That is actually about 3,000 to 4,000 more than we had the last couple years. So we saw a huge influx of day users, especially on our Saturday. In fact, on Saturday between 10 a.m. and 1:30 p.m., we had two lines of traffic trying to get into the festival, and we ended up having to pull extra employees to work the gates because of it. So it was really neat to see. Next slide, please. Just to kind of give you guys some fun historical festival facts about this last year, 73% of the people who were at our festival this year were return users. In fact, a lot of them said that we probably should know their name. They've been there so much. 39.1% has been going for over 21 years. 23.9% has been going for 1 to 5 years. So we are still hitting that new group, I guess you could say, that people who they've been there before, but they're still getting their feet wet on exactly what the historical festival is. Average group size was two people, and then groups about 3, 4, and 5 were next. So to us, that tells us we're bringing in families. We're bringing in friends, which is incredible. 36.5% were in the age group 35 to 54. Which is a lot of family members. And then of course, 65 and above also was about 36.5% of them. So our large amount, again, is bringing family members, parents, grandparents, bringing children, grandchildren. We thought this was interesting. We had 31% of the festival marketing was done word of mouth. We thought that was kind of fascinating. You know, we spent a lot of money on marketing and on Facebook and social media and radio and newspapers, but yet 31% of it is still done via word of mouth, which tells us that we're doing something right at the historical festival if we had that numbers. 58.7% did not camp. A lot of the reasons people said is because lack of electricity. They didn't have the ability to have running water where they're at. A lot of them were also saying they lived too close or that they just enjoyed coming for the day. We did also have some people say that they didn't camp at the fort, but they did camp at like Roy Lake or Pickerel and came over. So it did increase camping at those other parks too. 23.8% said they'll give 4 out of 5 stars, and 74.6%, you guys, says that 5 out of 5 stars for the festival. Again, which shows us that we're on the right track. These new things that we've added, the changes that we have made for the 2022 festival is working, which is exciting to see. And I thought this was neat. Out of everybody who was, all the surveys that were put in, 100% said that they would come back to the historical festival every year. So, which was wonderful for all of us to hear. So we're excited to see that, which means then next year we really need to try hard. Again, bringing neat things, changing things for the festival for people to enjoy. Next slide, please. Just some of the neat comments that we got about the festival. Can't say anything we didn't like. Very pleased and carried out. Cheers to the many volunteers and staff. And I won't lie, I have one of the best set of volunteers and staff members when it comes to historical festival. Some of them show up a week before. I had one person show up 3 days before historical festival started, and he jumped in 100% and did an incredible job. He was one of them in charge of the hands-on history tent. Huge kudos to him. Something else that was said quite a bit was authentic history, loved historical buildings and music, which was very exciting for my maintenance crew, especially since they have worked very hard in the last few years to restore a lot of the buildings back to what they were in the 1860s. In fact, one of the projects that my conservation tech oversaw was the re-roofing of two large buildings at the fort. And he was able to keep the crew on so that way we could be done before the historical festival, which a lot of people really appreciated having that restoration projects done, being able to go see the buildings, but also seeing the work that's being put into the buildings by GFP. So that was neat to hear. Everything, especially the melodrama, it's probably one of our biggest hits. And this one was great, all of it, nothing more. So some shout outs, you guys. Nope, you're good. Nope, you're fine. So just some shout outs, you guys. So you guys understand everything that goes out to the festival. I had four engines who arrived 2 weeks before the event. One of them arrived, like I said, a few days before the event. My interns come this year from Kansas State. I have from Rapid City, one from Alma College in Michigan, and the other one from UNL down in Nebraska. Like I said, they jumped in full-fledged, head-on, did a great job. The four seasonal staff that I do have, again, you guys, it rained Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. They were out there mowing, and then as soon as it started raining, they drove the mowers back to the barn, sat the rain out, and was back out again as soon as it stopped raining again. I have three permanent staff members who did a great job, kept everybody on task. We have 11 temporary staff members who were just hired for this event alone, and that's the only thing they work. They come in on Friday, sometimes Thursday night, and they jump in and hit the trail running. Something this year that was amazing to see, we put out the cry for help because we had a feeling our numbers would be higher this year. And we had over 12 Game Fish and Park staff members who from other parks who came and helped us. April Larson was one of them. Jeremy Petringer was one of them. We had Isaac from Lake Ponset, Willie came, you name it. We had a lot of staff members from other parks who really showed us support, which was really neat to see. We had over 20 volunteers working the buildings. And then of course we had a couple hundred people with the performers and groups. It's the only way that this festival can happen. And they did an incredible job. I hardly do anything because of the incredible staff that I have and staff and volunteers. So love them to death. Next slide. So just something with the festival, you know, we have been changing it the last couple of years just to get that, to retain those people who have been here before and to bring them back. And it has been neat to see people come because they're seeing that GFP has put a lot of heart and soul into the buildings again, allowing us to put on new roofs, to do restoration in the buildings, to get them back to the 1860s. It's neat to see, they say that they love seeing the care that's going back into the festival and into the fort, especially. A lot of people who have been at the festival says that they really enjoy the way that GFP takes pride in Fort Sisseton and everything. And I will say this, yes, the historical festival takes a lot of my employees and they do an incredible job. Like I said, I have an incredible team. But you know what, despite the hours and months, one of my long-term festival employees that's been doing it for 25 years says that, I'm sorry, it's supposed to be a historical festival, watching the families go home tired and happy makes it worth the exhaustion. So like I said, 2023, we have some neat things coming up. We do have the Smithsonian exhibit. We have new performers coming. We're trying to work with the Sisseton tribe to bring in more of the Native American culture to the festival and some of their history, because Fort Sisseton and their history goes a long, long way. So at that, if anybody has any questions, comments, I would love to take it at that time, at this time.
Thanks, Allie. Joe, congratulations on the nearly doubling of your attendance at it. What a great event. Anybody have any questions for Allie Joe? Commissioner Ressler?
Allie Joe, thank you. Where would you say the majority of the visitors come from? Are they South Dakotans, out of state?
So a majority of our visitors are out of state, kind of from, I call that corner, the North Dakota, Minnesota. But this year it's been kind of neat. We did reach a lot of Nebraskans and a lot of Iowans, so people from Iowa. So our farthest was North Carolina. So we do get a nice grouping from kind of that corner, I guess you could say. But we have seen the expansion down to other states. And we're seeing more of an expansion down into the Midwest, which is neat to see.
Any other questions? Thanks, Allie Joe. That's a great presentation. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And I invite you guys to come to 2023 next year. Thank you.
Yeah.